Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of WLP TV. And this week, we are going to be talking about Shopify's product feed, or lack of product feed. But we're going to go through some of the features of the Shopify product feed and some of the basic things that you probably want to have in there because it really doesn't do a great job. But it's not something that Shopify actually talk a lot about. It's you know, if you search on their website for features, it's not a built-in feature of the Shopify site. You generally need to use an app, but there is a product feed on Shopify, and here we are looking at the NSPCC online shop. And if you go to your Shopify store and you want to find your product feed, it's quite simple. All you need to do is go to the URL of your store, and then you just type in, after the URL, /products.json, J-S-O-N, and click enter. And you will see something like this. Actually, let's just click here. Then that maybe give you a better idea of what this looks like. But if we just click off, probably the first thing, the first problem with this that's built into Shopify is that if you just put that in as the URL, you'll get 30 products out. So if you have more than 30 products, that's the first issue that you'll face. And the second thing is, it actually doesn't have the URL of the product in there. It does have the handle, so you can actually build the URL of each product from that, but it doesn't have the full URL of the product. Now, going back to the first issue with 30 products, you can slightly modify that. So if we go back to this URL that we have for NSPCC, and we put on there a question mark, and we put limit equals 250, and press enter. And now you will have, well, you'll have 250. If you've got more than 250 products, you'll only have up to 250. Again, you can click here, and it will show you some of the products, how they're laid out. Now, the issue is that's as far as you can go with this product. You can't get more than 250 products out of this particular product feed on Shopify. And it's not the best optimized feed in the world because it relies basically on what you've put in for the product. So if you haven't put a huge amount of data in, you're not going to get a huge amount of data out. And that means going and changing every single product. So probably what you do need to do is look for an app. And, you know, as a shameless plug for our agency, we built our own app because we came across this problem so often that we thought we have to put something together and build an app for this. So we built an app called AutoFeed. It's in the Shopify app store. We use it with our clients, and that's really why we built it. We didn't build it to do anything else, so we don't promote it in any other way. But we use it with our clients because what it helps us do for our Shopify clients is, one, solve that problem of 250 products. You can actually pull out as many as you want with this. And secondly, it allows you to optimize the feed and do some general optimizations which can really, really help in your shopping ads on Google and Bing and Meta for that instance as well, because you can use this feed there as well. So we'll just go here and we'll just talk about three options in AutoFeed, which actually are sort of vital in any app that you're looking for that will take care of your shopping feed. This actually does a lot more than that, but there's three basic things that you want to look for in an app. And the first one is title optimizer. And here in AutoFeed, there's actually two ways of doing title optimizer. So there's one called template, and there's another called builder title. Template basically means that you can add a prefix and a suffix to the product title and to the product description. And you might be asking, you know, why would I want to put that? Well, generally what you don't do if you're a direct consumer brand is you don't put your brand name in the product title on your Shopify store. So on your PDPs, on your product pages, you don't put your brand term because it would sort of look a bit odd if you're on the you know, if you're on the Boss website and on every page it said Boss T-shirt instead of just T-shirt. So you don't do that. So one of the things you can do is actually put your brand term. And that will then be added to the front of every single product title in there, because that's really helpful when it comes to searching for your product. If people are searching for, let's say you're a cosmetics D2C brand and you have mascara. So, you know, if you have brand mascara that people are searching for, you will come up. Whereas if you don't have that, there's less chance and there'll be more competition in that product carousel that comes up on Google at the top. So that can go there. The other thing you can do, you can add in keywords, you know, things that you might not want on the product page. You might use specific names for colors, whereas you might want to use the standard names for colors in the product title, like red or blue. You might want to add keywords in there, especially on the product description. You might want to add delivery terms, you know, but you can then do that. The other thing you can do here is use what's called the builder, and that allows you then to use all of these codes here to build your own title. So, you know, if we've got this, let me just cut and paste this rather than typing it all in, then that will then put these words in there. And if it's in square brackets, it will only put that term if it exists. So if color is not set, it will not put color in. If size is not set, it will not put size in. And you see they're not in this one, but it has men at the beginning and it has gender at the end, which is unisex. So that's the first thing. Make sure that any app that you get for your shopping feed allows you to optimize the product title. Really important, really helps you get more sales on Google if you can do that. The second thing is product category. Probably something that you haven't done on your product pages is add the Google product category, but you need to add that into the shopping feed to make sure that it's assigned correctly when it's in the merchant center on Google. And so what you can do here is you can actually search through all of the different available product categories for Google and select the one that fits your particular business best. Best to have, keep it as generic as possible, but best to have more than just one level. Go at least two levels deep as your basic category. So that's the second thing. So first thing, title optimizer. Second thing, product categories. And the third thing that you should look for as an absolute minimum in any shopping feed is custom labels. Custom labels allow you to segment the feed. And that is really, really important if you're running campaigns in the merchant center, because it allows you then to optimize those option labels, those segments differently. So for instance, you could label something as sale and then choose a tag. So everything that that has got style classic as its tag now comes up in the sales segment under option label 0. And you can then set different bid parameters for that in the merchant center. And you can do this up to the maximum, which is there's 5 option labels, 0 to 4. And those three things, and like I said, AutoFeed has a lot more in it than that as well. You can submit additional images, you can put UTMs in there, you can change the size. You know, if you have a different language, so it's French, for instance, you can change these to make sure that they match correctly in the merchant center. But those three things, title optimizer, product categories, and custom labels, just make sure that you have that. Again, as I said, you can find the feed on Shopify. It's not perfect. Like I say, it's got some bits missing, needs some work doing to it, but you can use that. But if you're unable to make the changes to that, then I would suggest getting an app. If you search on the App Store and Shopify, there's lots available. Like I said, you can use ours, but there are others available. And that's it for this week. I hope that's been useful, because actually optimizing shopping feeds is one of the simplest things to do that will give you the biggest return on Google Ads at the moment. But that's it from me, and I hope you've enjoyed watching. If you need any help, please get in touch. Our email address is hello@wrp.team. We'd be happy to help any brand who's looking to grow their business across PPC, paid social, and Amazon. Thanks.